Good day, brothers and sisters, and welcome once again to the CMI School of Christ. Excuse me. I want to continue with our class, Ministry in the Appearing of Christ. And some of the things that I mentioned during this class may have mentioned before in previous classes. Sometimes I get ahead of my notes of things I just jot down in the actual order in which I jot them down. But that's all right. I do want to read just a couple of statements that I have right here from our last class, from our previous class, one of the things that I talked about was how many born-again believers are literally wandering about in circles till they eventually drop like the children of Israel in the wilderness. And that is basically, there's two reasons for that. Wandering about in circles. Yes, being born again. Yes, having entered into purpose, and yet wandering about in circles, not serving the purpose of the Lord in their generation. Okay? There's basically two reasons for that. One is either refusing to be filled with the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, being aware of the truth, and yet rejecting the truth. Or, I would say for the vast majority, simply just ignorant of their purpose for existing, which is being filled with the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. In our previous class, we talked about, actually in our several past classes, we've talked about how just looking at the testimony, the children of Israel were in Egypt. They entered into purpose. They entered through the door into purpose. They began in purpose. They were obedient unto purpose. They all came into the Red Sea. They were all raised. I brought you on eagle's wings. Excuse me. Eagle's wings unto myself. And it's right here when they did not continue in purpose, but they began in purpose. Let's look at a couple passages showing just that. In Exodus 21. Exodus chapter 12. See, they began, and see, this is the situation of so many born-again believers, genuinely born again, birthed of the Spirit of God. Listen, born from above. Search it out. Search it out. When Jesus says you must be born again, search the phrase out. Search the term out. It means born from above. It means born from the beginning. Exodus chapter 12, verses 1 through 7. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning. Here is the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the tenth day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb. The lamb determined their beginning. When the lamb appeared, they began. Okay? According to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. And if the house be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto him, unto his house, take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish. It goes on. A male of the first year ye shall take it out from the sheep, or from the goats, and you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two sides, on the two side posts, and on the upper door post of the house, wherein they shall eat it. We look down a little further, and still continuing in Exodus chapter 12. This is verse 21. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, draw out and take you a lamb according to your families and kill the Passover. And then he gives a description on what you're going to do and how you're going to do it, down to verse 28. And the children of Israel went away and did as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron. So did they. They were obedient. See, they began in obedience. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, okay, this is what you're going to do. It's all about the lamb, the appearing of the lamb. The lamb is going to appear. Okay, you're going to take the lamb, you're going to kill it, you're going to eat it, you're going to put the blood on the doorpost and on the lintel, and what's on the lintel will fall down on the threshold of right into the door. Okay, so here we have the blood. It's the perfect picture of the cross. This shall be unto you your beginning. This will be your beginning. They began in purpose. They were obedient to the voice. It says it right here. And the children of Israel went away and did as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron. So did they. They were obedient. They began obedient to the voice. They heard the voice. They heard what was being declared of the Lord. They were obedient. They began in obedience. They began in purpose by being obedient unto the voice. Okay? They begin. The vast majority of those who are born again because they heard the voice of the Lord and they were obedient to turn their heart unto the voice. They were obedient to turn to see the voice that spake with them. Now, regardless if that's what they understood in their mind or not when they were first born again, that is what took place. Their heart. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, I think it's verse 16, 17. Nevertheless, when the heart shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. When the veil is taken away, guess what? The Lord appears. They began. They were obedient. So then there was a beginning. Why? Because now they were obedient. They turned. The Lord appeared. Here, the Lamb appears. They are obedient unto the voice. The Lamb appears. For the vast majority of those who are truly born again, born from the beginning, born from above, they began in obedience. They began in obedience, and the Lord appeared in their soul. Life appeared. Salvation appeared. Why? Because Christ appeared in the soul. Okay? So then, whether fully understanding of it or not, usually we are ignorant, born ignorant. That's okay. It's not a sin to be born ignorant. We begin in purpose. We are obedient and we begin in purpose. We are obedient to the voice and we begin in purpose into the death, burial, and resurrection. All right. Here, right here, is where every single born again believer is. How I brought you unto myself on eagle's wings. This is Ephesians chapter 2. Read the whole chapter. Very beautiful. Raised us up, seated us together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He's not saying someday. He is saying hath raised us up. Hath seated us together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. In Colossians 3. If then, since then, if, what is the if? The condition is right here. The Apostle Paul could very well have said, if you be born again, well, the one who's born again says, well, yes, I am born again. The condition is met. That's the condition. If then, since then, ye be risen with Christ, ye be risen. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. Seek that which is above. All right. So the whole majority of Israel begins in purpose. They begin in purpose because they are obedient. They begin obedient unto the voice. All right. Sad to say, they do not continue in obedience to the voice. We can look at Exodus. We've looked at this passage before. This is Exodus chapter 19, verse 3 through 6. And Moses went up unto God. Excuse me. And the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying, thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel. Listen to this. You have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. This verse right here is going to be very important in a little bit. Now therefore, you have seen what I did unto the Egyptians. Where? Just at the Red Sea? No. At the Red Sea and right here when they went into the house. You saw that I brought death to the whole land. You saw that I buried it all. Okay? You have seen what I did unto the Egyptians and how I bare you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, here it is. Now therefore, now you began in purpose because you were first obedient unto the voice, and now you are here in purpose, and now it is to continue in purpose. Right? You began in purpose, now you're here. How I brought you on eagle's wings unto myself, now to continue in purpose. Here we go. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice, that's as far as I'm going to go right there with that verse. If you obey my voice. He could very well have said, if you obey my voice once again. Or, if you continue to obey my voice. Because now you must obey my voice here. Here. Exodus chapter 20, verse 18 through 22. And all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw, they removed and stood afar off. Here, they began to see. What do they see? They began to see the Lord. What do? They remove themselves afar off. In reality, what are they doing? Their hearts are turned. They are turning from the face of the Lord. And stood afar off. They continued in their hearts in old covenant type relationship from afar. God someplace, I'm some other place. And they said unto Moses, speak thou with us and we will hear. Let man speak to us. Moses, you speak to us. But let not God speak with us, lest we die. And Moses said unto the people, fear not, for God has come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that you sin not, that you not separate. And the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was. They refused to continue in purpose. They refused to be obedient unto the voice at that point. They heard the voice in Egypt. They were obedient to the voice. They turn. The Lamb appears. They begin in purpose. And now they hear the voice once again. They see and they turn from. And they remove themselves afar off. Having heard the truth, hearing the truth himself, they are rejecting the truth, not being obedient unto the truth. In Deuteronomy 5, the same passage is being recounted. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 23. And it came to pass when you heard the voice. They're just recounting. And it came to pass when you heard the voice out of the midst of the darkness, for the mountain did burn with fire, that you came near unto me, even all the heads of your tribes and your elders. And you said, behold, the Lord our God hath showed us his glory and his greatness. And we have heard his voice out of the midst of the fire. We have seen this day that God doth talk with man and he liveth. Now therefore, why should we die? For this great fire will consume us. Our God is a consuming fire. If we hear the voice of the Lord our God anymore, we shall die. For who is there of all flesh that hath heard the voice of the living God speaking out of the midst of the fire as we have and lived? Go thou near and hear all that the Lord the Lord our God shall say, and speak unto us all the Lord, all that the Lord our God shall speak unto thee, and we shall hear and do it. And the Lord heard the voice of your words when you spake unto me, and the Lord said unto me, I have heard the voice of the words of this people, which they have spoken unto thee, that they have well said all that they have spoken. Okay? We've heard, we have seen, we don't want to die. We do not want our vain imagination to be taken from us. We do not want our vanity to be taken from us. We do not want our illusion to be taken from us. Okay? So God hears it, and the Lord heard the voice of your words. Verse 29. Oh, that there were such a heart in them that they would fear me. Just have a heart to fear me. Not fearing the loss of what they think is their life. But truly fear me and turn their hearts unto me. Oh, that there were such a heart. See, it all deals with, it comes down to the heart. It's a heart issue. It's always a heart issue. It's always a heart issue. Because a person can say, oh, well, yes, well, I've stopped doing this and I've stopped doing that. I have repented from this and I've repented from that. Those things. They could even say, yes, well, I do not drink anymore. I do not watch those movies anymore. I do not speak with such language anymore. I've repented of those things. My question is this. What about your heart? Has your heart turned to the Lord? Has your heart ever turned to the Lord? If you are born again, your heart has turned to the Lord. The question is, are you continuing with your heart being turned unto the Lord? Are you continuing in purpose? True repentance is not stopping from doing things or turning from things. It's turning unto the Lord. Okay. Where were we? That they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. Verse 30, go say to them, go you into your tents again. Excuse me, the Lord is basically saying, if this is what you want, have at it. Go. Go. Go to. Listen, go to your abode. Go to your dwelling in your heart. But you've come to my dwelling. But you don't want to be near my dwelling, in my dwelling, beholding my face in my dwelling. And go to your own tent. Go to your own dwelling. But as, I love this, verse 31, speaking to Moses. But as for thee, stand thou here by me. All these that don't want to continue obedient, those who began obedient to the voice, entered into purpose, and no longer want to continue obedient unto the voice, no longer want to continue therefore in purpose, hey, no problem. Go in your own heart, go. Go as you are going, go as you are doing. But you Moses, you stay here, you remain here, because your heart is set to see me. And it goes on, but as for thee, stand thou here by me. I love this. Moses is before the Lord at this point. But as for thee, stand thou here by me, and I will speak unto thee all the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which thou shalt teach them, that they may do them in the land which I give them to possess it. See, these here did not continue in purpose because they did not continue being obedient to the voice. Therefore, they have no clue what the purpose is, the appearing of the Lord in his land. Moses here, on the other hand, his heart is turned to the Lord with an unveiled face. See, no veil of ignorance, no veil here. Moses, unveiled face, the Lord speaking to him in the land, in the land, in the land. Purpose, continue in purpose. And see, that's the thing. How shall the so many who are born again continue in purpose, know the purpose of God for which we exist, except our heart turn to the Lord and He appear. Because His very appearing is our purpose for existing. Those whose hearts are turned to the Lord with an unveiled face, beholding the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, they know the purpose for which they exist. They know it's the same purpose for all souls. The soul isn't different one from another. No, it's the same purpose because it is the same Christ that must appear and continue to appear in the soul. Okay? All the rest, hey, these have no clue. These have no clue. Why? Because they have a veil. All right? You shall observe to do, therefore, as the Lord your God hath commanded you. You shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. You shall walk in the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, and that you may live, and that it may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which you shall possess. Oh, excuse me, it was just up to verse 31. Sorry about that. But as for thee, stand thou here by me. Okay? All right. Here's another passage that I'd like to look for us to look at along the same lines. This is a little further, Deuteronomy 18, verse 16. Listen to this. This is Moses speaking of how the Lord's going to raise up a prophet like unto himself. He's declaring Christ here. The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me. Unto him you shall hearken. Ye shall hear. And in hearing you should be obedient. Okay? Verse 16. According to all that thou desirest of the Lord thy God in Horeb, in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God. Oh my gosh, what a terrible thing. Let our hearts never conceive such words. Let our hearts never utter such thoughts. Listen to what they said. Let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God. Neither let me see this great fire anymore, that I die not. What a sad situation. What a sad situation to be in. To not desire to continue in purpose. To desire to wander here in vanity. Having come into purpose, yet not desiring to serve that purpose that you've come into. It's so sad, these words. Let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, neither let me see this great fire anymore, that I die not, that I lose my vain imagination, that I lose my concepts, that I lose my thoughts. Hey, how about this? That I lose my religion, that I lose my tradition, that I lose my doctrines, that I lose my theologies. It's all the same. It's all the same. So we covered that. I do want to talk a bit before, a little bit, concerning Joshua and Caleb versus the many, because we do know that finally, a whole generation doesn't serve purpose, dies. Hey, they don't continue to serve the purpose of the Lord, they just die. Yes, they are the people of God. Yes, they have all their needs met. They just don't serve the purpose of the Lord in their generation, so they just die without serving purpose. All right. Joshua and Caleb, on the other hand, are of this generation that began in purpose. And they are the generation that continues. They represent the generation that continues in purpose. That brings a generation into purpose. Well, no, I can't say it that way. Moses brought a generation into purpose. Joshua and Caleb keep the generation continuing in purpose. There it is. I've said it before. The beginning, the end. All right. So we'll talk a little bit about Joshua and Caleb versus the many. Joshua and Caleb saw the purpose. They saw purpose. They saw the Lord. This began, when did it begin? In Egypt with the lamb. That's when they, that's, they began here. Joshua and Caleb, they began seeing with others, Moses, Aaron, Miriam, they began seeing the Lord. The Lord appears as the lamb. I don't know what their thoughts were. Maybe it was like, hey, this little animal has to represent something greater than this, because how can God use a little animal to get us out of death? To get us out of the abode of the death, of the dead. This is more than what we actually see with our physical eyes. I believe they saw the Lord. They saw the Lord as He appeared in the Lamb. They saw the appearing of the Lord. Christ appeared and they saw His appearing. Okay? They saw purpose. This began in Egypt with the Lamb and continued. They didn't just begin obedient and begin in purpose. They continued obedient to the voice and continued in purpose. Why? What did Moses say? All right. Here's the Lamb. The Lamb appears. Life appears to bring all to death. Okay. Now here, what does Moses say here in the burial? What does Moses say in the Red Sea? Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The grand majority who did not continue in being obedient to the voice, who did not continue obedient to purpose, the grand majority saw a little animal die. They didn't see the salvation of the Lord when the lamb died, when they slew the lamb. They didn't see the significance of the blood, of a greater sacrifice. Here at the Red Sea, the grand majority did not see the salvation of the Lord, though Joshua and Caleb did. They saw the salvation of the Lord. The grand majority here, all they saw were Egyptians being buried. Egyptians drowning, that's what they saw. Joshua and Caleb saw purpose. This began with a lamb and continued when they stood still and saw the salvation of the Lord. Versus the majority that only saw deliverance from a temporal situation. Something they could see with their natural eyes, comprehend with their natural mind. Their natural brain. The majority saw Egyptians drowning and they did not see the burial. That's what it was. The Red Sea crossing, it was a burial. Here we go. 1 Corinthians 10:1-2. Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant. Now this is Paul declaring, you know, to the church, to those who are born again, risen in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, to those who are... If you then be risen, since then you are risen, hath raised us up and seated us together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Speaking to the church, speaking to those who are born again. Brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant. I don't want you ignorant. I don't want you ignorant. What does he go on to say? How that all of our fathers, all of them, not just some of them, no, all came into death. All of them, the people of God, all of the people of God. All our fathers were under the cloud. They were governed by glory, whether they understood it or not. The cloud represents the glory of God. Search it out. We won't do it during this class. They were governed by glory. All were under the cloud. They were governed by the glory of God. They were governed by purpose. Purpose is found in the glory of God. Purpose is found in glory. Where is glory found? In the face of Jesus Christ. purpose is found in the face of Christ, the glory of God. They were governed. They were all governed. They were all of our fathers were under the cloud. They were governed by glory, whether they understood it or not. And all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. I don't want you to be ignorant, brethren. I don't want you to be ignorant of what took place. I don't want you to be ignorant of the cross, which brings you into purpose. I don't want you to be ignorant of the finished work of the cross that brings you into purpose. Because that's what it was. The cross brought them into purpose. They did not continue in purpose. But Paul, just declaring to the church, I don't want you to be ignorant. No, don't be ignorant. But be knowing. But be knowing. With an unveiled face. With an unveiled face. The light of the knowledge. There it is, the knowing. The knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Nowhere else. Nowhere else. Okay. Going on. Yeah. I may end up repeating myself in my notes. It's just... it's on my heart. It's on my mind. They saw the children of Israel. They saw so much. They just didn't see the Lord in the so much that they saw. They saw things, circumstances, situations, events. They saw deliverances. They saw miracles, signs, and wonders. They saw so much. They just did not see the Lord in it. All that was testifying of Christ. And they did not see His testimony. The Lord was appearing in all these things and they did not see. They were ignorant of the appearing of the Lord. Okay. There we go. The majority were truly ignorant of what took place from the beginning. Exodus 12, 1 through 3, where the Lord says, "This shall be unto you the beginning of months, the first month of the year." This is your beginning when the Lamb appears, when Christ appears. They were truly ignorant of what took place from the beginning. They were in type in resurrection. How I brought you on eagle's wings unto myself. They were in type in resurrection. And yet completely and utterly ignorant of it. Like the vast majority of born again believers. We are in resurrection. Why? Because we are in Christ. We can only be in Christ if Christ is in us. Listen to this. It is of God you are in Christ Jesus. This letter, 1 Corinthians chapter 1:30, this letter to the Corinthians, Paul wrote it to the Corinthian church. Those who were born again. Those who were born again, born from above, born from the beginning. It is of God. You didn't do this. You can't do this. You can't even attain unto it. It is of God you are in Christ Jesus. They were in type in resurrection and yet completely and utterly ignorant of it. But what does Paul say? I would not have you ignorant, but walking in knowledge. The light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. The excellency of the knowledge of the glory of God. The excellency of the knowledge of Christ. It's all the appearing of Christ. They were ignorant because they did not see, here we go, time and time again, Christ. Christ was presented continually to them and they were not, listen, they were not obedient unto His appearing. I'm thinking of this verse right now. Ever learning and never coming to the truth. Not true things, but the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Ever learning and yet never coming to the truth. They were not obedient unto his appearing. Now, they were obedient, as I said, in the beginning, when they heard his voice, and they obeyed. Kill the lamb, they kill the lamb. Put the blood on the doorpost and lintel, they put the blood on it. Go in to the house, come in through the door, and eat the lamb. Hey, they came in, they ate the lamb. Do not come out till the morning. They remained till the morning, till the day. But then, here they go, through the Red Sea, and now in resurrection. And here, their hearts turned. They no longer continued obedient to the voice, therefore they no longer continued obedient to purpose. Christ was presented continually to them, and they were not obedient unto his appearing. The manna, the rod, the rock, all these things where Christ was appearing, and they were not obedient to his appearing. The Jordan, and so you remember the whole thing was not just to get them out of Egypt, no, but to bring them into the land, to bring them into purpose. Why? Because they were in type, in figure, a testimony of Christ. What did Moses, the Lord spoke to, told Moses, go tell Pharaoh, Israel is my son. Let my son go, that he may serve me. Israel is my son. They didn't continue obedient to the testimony of Christ. They began obedient, yeah, they all entered in. They went through the Red Sea, and in type and resurrection, they just became disobedient. They no longer wanted to lose their vain imagination. See? And the whole thing wasn't just to get them out of Egypt. Listen, the whole thing wasn't about to get them just born again. No. Purpose. Fill the land. Into the land. Why? Because that is exactly what Christ has done. He came among the dead. He died. He was crucified. Brought all into his death, past, present, future, brought all into his death, buried all, and he alone raised. And listen to this. This will blow your mind if you don't understand this. And he came again to take possession of what is rightfully his. He came again. He came to the soul that would receive him, to take possession of what is rightfully his, the land, to take possession of what was given unto him of his Father, what was promised, his inheritance of what is rightfully his. They were not obedient to the testimony of Christ. Though they failed in the testimony, Christ does not. That's why, brother and sister, listen, that's why you can be born again. That's why Christ can dwell in you. That's why you can be born from above, born from the beginning, because Christ does not fail the purpose of his Father, his appearing in the soul. All right? The Jordan is crossed, and here's what it was. They were going to enter, cross the Jordan and enter into the land. All the Jordan is an understanding. That's all it is. It's an understanding. The Jordan is crossed in the understanding of the cross, the finished work of the cross, the death, the burial, and resurrection. If you are in understanding of what took place in the death and in the burial and in resurrection, then you have crossed the Jordan. You have entered into the land. That's what it is. The appearing, well, I've got several different notes. It is continuing in purpose. The appearing of Christ. That's all it is. He first appears here among the dead as the Lamb. He appears here in the burial, taking all with him into death, and only he remaining, only he coming forth out from among the dead, out of the burial, out of the tomb, only he coming, the only life. And he filling his land. His appearing in his land. Okay? It is continuing in purpose, the appearing of Christ, and with each appearing, listen to this, with each appearing of Christ, there is a greater light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. With every appearing. With every appearing. The appearing of the Lord is the purpose. As I stated, they began in purpose when the Lord appeared, in type, a lamb. They continued in purpose. The Lord appears in the burial. And then they were obedient. Excuse me. Disobedient to the voice and disobedient to continuing in purpose. The understanding of seeing the Lord, right? The Lord appearing as Moses, seeing the Lord as Moses, the Lord appearing. Moses provides deliverance for salvation. Okay? Joshua, seeing the Lord as Joshua, provides the knowledge of the salvation received. This is to know Christ as the second. That's to know Christ as the second. It's not only receiving salvation, it's knowing the salvation we have received. How shall we know the salvation we have received if our hearts do not turn to the Lord with an unveiled face and behold that very salvation? I've got, several verses written down, which we may or may not read, but I'll just kind of... No, yes, I will read at least one of them. Hebrews 9:28, it says, "And unto them that look for him shall he appear." The second, apart from sin, in no way, in no relation to sin. His first appearing is in reference to sin. Remember, the blood, the door coming through, out from Egypt. But unto them who look for him, now they're in resurrection. Now unto them who look for him shall he appear the second, apart from sin. Not in relation to sin. The term appear in Hebrews 9:28, the verse I just quoted, "To them that look for him shall he appear," is Strong's number 3700. I wrote a couple notes here. Those, to them that look for him, are those continuing, waiting for his appearing. They continue in purpose, the appearing of Christ. All right? The term appear, Strong's number 3700. Search out that Strong's number. And all I did was I plugged it in my Bible program, and I want to read the very first mention of that verse. Excuse me, of that term appears Strong's number 3700. The very first mention, and I want to read the very last mention of it. The first time it's mentioned, the first time it shows up in the Bible, and the last time it shows up. The first time it shows up is in Matthew. Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. I love this. The Lord just defines, "Unto them that look for him shall he appear. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." The term see, it's appear. "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." That's the first mention of the term appear. The term appear, yeah. Strong's number 3700. "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." How shall you see God if your heart does not turn to see the voice? That's when your heart is pure, when it's turned to see the voice that speaks. The last mention of that term is in the book of Revelation. It's Revelation chapter 22. Verse 4. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. The very last mention of the verse. To them that look for him shall he appear. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. I love this. I'm going to go ahead and read the whole passage, verses 1 through 5 of Revelation chapter 22. I love this. Listen to this. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear and crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on other side of the river was the tree of life, which bare 12 manners of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there, I love this, listen. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads, and there shall be no night there. No night, just day and light. And they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. The Lord God is their very light. The Lamb is their light. To them that look for him shall he appear the second, apart from sin. We're running out of time here. Let's see. I'll just read another verse and we'll end the class with this verse. So Moses, knowing the Lord as a type in Moses, is knowing the Lord providing our deliverance for salvation, but knowing the Lord in the type as of Joshua is knowing the Lord and the Lord providing the knowledge of the salvation received. It's knowing the Lord as a second. We are actually knowing what we have received, not knowing what we have come from, but knowing what we have come into. Right. This is Deuteronomy 1:38. But Joshua, the son of Nun, which standeth before thee, he shall go in thither. Encourage him, for he shall cause Israel to inherit it. The Lord was speaking to Moses during that time. But Joshua, the son of Nun, which standeth, this is when the Lord is telling Moses, Moses, no, you're not going in. You're not going to continue. But Joshua, the son of Nun, which standeth before thee, he shall go in thither, encourage him, for he shall cause Israel to inherit it. This is the one that will bring Israel into their inheritance. To know the Lord in this manner is to know the Lord as the one filling the house and as the inheritor of the house. Oh, I'm thinking of Ephesians. And what is his inheritance in the saints? Not what is your inheritance, my inheritance. No, no, no. What is his inheritance in the saints? Okay. In that passage in Deuteronomy 1:38, I thought about this. Moses was not upset. He was not all distraught when the Lord said this. You know? Moses was not throwing a hissy fit because he wasn't going to go into the land. No. Listen. This is because the only thing greater than receiving salvation is knowing the salvation you have received. Moses brought them the salvation of the Lord, you could say. The only thing greater than the beginning when salvation is brought to you is the end, when you have known what you have been brought, what has been brought to you and what you have been brought into. That's it. It's the beginning and the end. It's not just the beginning. It is and the end. The beginning. To begin in purpose, to continue in purpose. It's always that way. The beginning and the end. So many in the Christian religion who are truly born again have begun. They know the Lord as the beginning. We've just not continued to know Him as the end, the purpose. We've not continued in purpose. What can be greater than the salvation that we've received? The light of the knowledge of the salvation that we've received. The knowing of what we've received. What can be greater than coming into purpose? Knowing the purpose we have come into. Knowing the purpose of the house. Knowing the purpose of the temple. Knowing the purpose of the land. So I'll go ahead and end right there for this class. continuing in purpose and no longer disobedient to the voice or disobedient to the purpose, but continuing, knowing the Lord, the beginning and the end, knowing Him as the beginning and the end. To them that look for Him shall He appear. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And they shall see the face of God. And His name shall be written upon their forehead. They shall be governed by His image, by His name. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless you all. We'll see you in our next class. Amen.